From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A senior Obama administration official says the United States has relayed its regret for the unintentional loss of life of Syrian soldiers fighting the so-called Islamic State group. The Syrian government said 80 of its troops were killed when U.S.-led coalition warplanes struck an area near the Deir ez-Zor airport Saturday. U.S. officials say the raid was intended for Islamic State militants surrounding the airport and was halted when commanders learned the bombs had hit Syrian troops. Russia called an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council in New York to discuss the incident and its implications for a fragile ceasefire hammered out by the United States and Russia earlier this month. Vitaly Churkin is Russia's ambassador to the U.N.
It is quite significant, and I would suggest not accidental, that this happened just 2 days before the arrangements, Russian-American arrangement, were supposed to come into force. The arrangements we have been negotiating with the United States for a long time.
U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said, however, the emergency meeting was just a stunt meant to distract the world.
The regime has to stop bombing those who have signed up for the cessation of hostilities. And Russia has to deliver the Assad regime, as in the course of the negotiations it assured us it would.
Power said that Russia has never called for such an emergency session when the Syrian regime committed what she called some of the most systematic atrocities we have seen in a generation. She said the Russians are not delivering on their end of a U.S.-Russian deal that included a cessation of hostilities. There was a ceasefire that went into effect Monday, but there has been sporadic violence since. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton says that this year's election is not only about who will be the next president, but also the kind of country the United States will be in the future. Speaking at the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation dinner in Washington, Clinton said that the choice between her and Republican Donald Trump could not be clearer.
We need ideas, not insults. Real plans to help struggling Americans in communities that have been left out and left behind, not prejudice and paranoia. We can't let Barack Obama's legacy fall into the hands of someone who doesn't understand that.
President Obama spoke to the gathering, urging them to make sure they voted and encouraged others to vote so the country will continue the work he started.
Realize everything we stand for is at stake. All the progress we've made is at stake in this election. My name may not be on the ballot, but our progress is on the ballot.
Earlier, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump told the Remembrance Project, a group that advocates for families whose relatives were killed by illegal aliens, that an open border policy under President Obama has only led to tragedy.
Hundreds of individuals who have been given visas and refugee. And think of this. They've been given visas. Their refugee admissions into the country subsequently were charged with terrorism, and nobody does anything about it. Nobody does anything about it.
Recent polls have shown that Hillary Clinton has a narrow lead over Donald Trump with just over 51 days until the election. Thousands of people marched through major German cities on Saturday to protest against planned European free trade deals with the United States and Canada. Opponents of the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership and the Canada-EU Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement said the PACs would undermine democracy and would lower food safety, environmental, and labor standards. Pope Francis encouraged European countries to welcome refugees fleeing violence in order to reduce terror and foster a greater sense of humanity and hospitality. The pontiffs called on Europeans to open their hearts to migrants so their first experience of Europe is not traumatic sleeping on the cold streets, but one of warm welcome. And breaking news at this hour, an explosion in a dumpster in New York City's Chelsea neighborhood has left several people injured. News reports say the explosion happened at West 23rd Street between 6th and 8th Avenues. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.